USA Radio News.
Police in Cedar Rapids, Iowa are investigating after a protest against the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe versus Wade appeared to turn violent when a truck driver drove into demonstrators as they crossed a street during the demonstration. Video taken showed at least two women directly in front of the truck as it drove into them. One woman was hospitalized after her foot was run over, and Cedar Rapids police have been informed of the incident and are currently investigating. Beijing said it would allow primary and secondary schools to resume in-person classes, while Shanghai officials declared victory over COVID-19 after the city reported zero new local cases for the first time in 2 months. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
There's been a drop in consumers.
Consumer sentiment remains at an all-time low due to high inflation. The University of Michigan's final reading for June confirmed a 14% drop from May. The survey noted inflation is a top concern as consumers across all income and age groups posted large declines. About 79% of consumers now expect bad times for business conditions in the year ahead. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Police announced they have arrested a suspect in this week's fatal shooting of a man on a San Francisco subway commuter train. After police released a still photo from surveillance video of the 26-year-old man, he was arrested 40 miles outside of San Francisco. He faces charges of homicide, carrying a concealed firearm, and using a firearm in the commission of a felony. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
With recruitment down, the Army is lowering one of its barriers to enlisting. U.S. Army Secretary issued a new policy allowing soldiers to have small tattoos on their hands, ears, and necks. Under the new policy, the service will now allow, without waivers, 1 2-inch tattoo on the back of the neck, a 1-inch tattoo behind the ear, and a 1-inch tattoo on each hand, plus a ring tattoo and hidden tattoos between the fingers. It's the first change since 2015 when the Army said its men and women would not be limited with ink on their arms and legs. The judge in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard defamation trial made a jury's award official with a written order for Heard to pay Depp $10.35 million for damaging his reputation by describing herself as a domestic abuse victim in an op-ed piece she wrote. The judge also ordered Depp to pay Heard $2 million, which was the jury's award on the counterclaim that Heard was defamed by one of Depp's lawyers. Amber Heard has stated she plans on appealing the verdict. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.